Gemma Arterton and Jeremy Renner from the brand new film Hansel and Gretel. Welcome to Australia.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. How much
time have you spent here? What have you done in the last 24 hours?
Well, when we arrived, it was really torrential raining, so we went down to Bondi and,
looked at the beach.
Looked at the rainy beach.
Well, you caught the edge of Cyclone Oswald as it sort of swung around through Queensland into New South Wales, and it's pretty full on.
With all the flooding, yeah.
Yeah, actually, crazy. You, Jeremy, had an experience a few years ago when a tree landed on your house, so you kind of know.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. I was almost taken out by a tree. That would be a terrible way to go, by the way.
It would be.
I mean, maybe a bus or something cool. Like literally, like a tree almost took me out.
Mother Nature.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, it does bring us back to the film very, very well, because there are trees due to a bit of the damage in the film.
Yes.
In Hansel and Gretel. An excellent week at the box office, by the way, weekend.
Yeah. We're really happy about that.
It's great. I saw it last night, and the idea is that, you know, Hansel and Gretel had this, you know, awful experience as kids, and it's turned them into effectively superheroes.
I couldn't believe that this hadn't been made before, because it just seemed like an obvious sort of movie to make. But, you know, it's so original, so clever.
Did you guys know that it was going to be like an R-rated gore film at the time?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. That allowed us a lot of room to kind of play without having to censor ourselves too much.
Yeah, exactly. And I love the fact that there's no suggestion of, you know, of Hansel being stronger than Gretel, or the dudes beating the... Like, for a start, witches are as scary as hell.
Yeah.
Like,
they're
I mean,
lethal.
Do you guys remember reading the original Hansel and Gretel growing up?
Mm-hmm. I remember, I certainly remember the witch trying to eat them, putting them in the cauldron and stirring the big... pot. Yeah. I do remember that.
Pretty dark, this one, for a fairy tale is. I think I had the fairy tale book. I don't remember my parents reading it to me. It would mess you up. Give you nightmares.
You'd think.
Well, they get watered down when you get told them. It's just all the witches, like, all, you know, running around feeding people candy. The whole oven thing's kind of glossed over, maybe.
Yeah.
Look, it opens next Thursday in Australia, and it means we get to play Hunting for Witches by Block Party, which I'm going to do right now on Triple J, probably based on Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, it must have been.
In fact, it was written before the screenplay.
Yeah, see, Kelly was on it.
He was. Kelly from Block Party is ahead of the curve once again. On Triple J, that was Hunting for Witches by Block Party, very obviously, because we've got Hollywood royalty in the house from the brand new film Hansel and Gretel. We have Jeremy Renner and Gemma Arterton from so many different films. Some Trinitians, Quantum of Solace, The Hurt Locker, The Bourne Legacy. Have you ever been in a film as fun as this one, though?
No way.
Wow.
Yeah,
no
this
way.
Was the most fun. It was like a big playground on set. Everything was, I mean, there were witches everywhere flying off on broomsticks.
Yeah. And trolls.
And beautiful sets. It was a playground.
How was dealing with Edward the Troll? How was filming all that business?
It was great, because he was, I mean, a lot of people see the film and think it's CG, but it's not. It's an animatronic. So for us, it was great, because we didn't have to imagine anything, and it's like working with an actual troll, you know.
Yeah, it was animatronic too, and it's kind of funny, the behind the scenes, I don't know if they really captured much of it, but it takes about five guys to operate all these things. There's always these nerds are sitting behind like a tarp with these remote controls working the eyeballs.
Yeah, and it's fun watching them rather than the troll, because they're expressing themselves, you know. Yeah. Like
they're doing the acting.
So
eyebrow nerd.
Exactly.
I want to get a job as eyebrow animatronic nerd on a film. That's what I'm going to do. Now, Jeremy, you've been in films like The Avengers, which is another kind of, like, that sort of same nerd kind of flick as well, where you got to play, you played Hawkeye up against Scarlett Johansson. So that's a very exciting film. And I didn't realize, Gemma, that you were in that film, The Disappearance of Alice Creed, that I saw on an airplane. Really full-on film.
Yeah.
Where you spend most of the time...
Naked.
Naked in handcuffs.
There was only one
underpants.
Bit where I was naked.
In underwear, in handcuffs, exactly. So for fans of those films, a very different film, this one here. But look, it's this film has been getting some bad reviews, and I've looked through all the people who have given it bad reviews, and every single one of them are people who don't enjoy having fun.
Yeah.
do you think people miss the point that this is a film that doesn't take itself too seriously except in the having fun?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
I think that's what you should go with that attitude. It's not the sort of film that's going to change your life. But it's just fun, you know. Mm-hmm. There's merit in that.
The violence and gore in this is hilarious. I mean, yeah. Edward the Troll stamping on people's heads.
Right.
Yeah, and anyone who suggests seeing a dude strung up by tree branches and then drawn and quartered is not fun to watch. And also scenes like you, Jeremy, grass skiing being dragged along by a broomstick.
Yeah, that was fun, actually. That was actually a really good fun day, getting beat up like that. Literally, they're like, they get on an ATV and they have a camera behind this, like, you know, four-wheeler thing, and you just hang on with a rope. You just get drugged through the forest. There's no, you know, nothing special about it. Just hang on.
Just hang on. Yeah. And just hope that you land in the right places. Well, your face looks fine. Looks like you landed great.
I don't know about that.
and well, the people whose faces do not look fine are those witches.
They're pretty repulsive.
There's like ones with horns coming out of their heads, ones with like their hair, their face seemingly made of hair.
There's one with a tumour that's coming out of its neck.
The goiter! Goiter witch! Really is that your favourite, Gemma?
That one was repulsive.
My favourite was the conjoined witches, the Siamese witches.
Ah, yeah. Someone was having a lot of fun.
I've got Gemma Arterton and Jeremy Renner in the studio. I haven't mentioned this yet, though. I think Jeremy may know what that is, and we'll get to it after a tune on Triple J. We got Gemma and Jezza to Australia.
That's right, Jezza. That's right.
Have you been getting some Jezza in Australia?
I've got a lot of Aussie friends, and a lot of them actually are in the States.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Being actors and all, that's where they go.
They do. But this was filmed in, or a bit of it in Berlin, the Berlin Forest.
All Berlin, yeah.
What's it like in those scary little forests?
They were pretty
beautiful.
We actually camped out one night, Jeremy and I, much to the producer's shock and worry. But we decided we wanted to camp out and have a campfire and eat marshmallows and stuff.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was beautiful.
Yeah,
and the best thing about German forests is you've got marshmallows growing on houses. So like little houses pull the marshmallows off.
Yeah, man.
And so what happened to you freaking yourself out with ghost stories and stuff?
Actually, we went. There was a gunshot.
Just some gunshot. Yeah. That was kind of weird. at 3 a.m. I don't know who's doing what at 3 a.m. It was just kind of odd.
Yeah.
Talking to Gemma Arterton and Jeremy Renner, I did mention music, and I do want to ask about this. Now, Jeremy, I've seen you sing in The Assassination of Jesse James. I've seen you sing a little bit, but then I've just recently seen you sing on stage with Steel Panther.
With Steel Panther, that's right. have they been out here?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have they?
They've been out. They came out to Soundwave last year, and they just toured here at the end of last year.
I love those guys. They're all really good friends of mine. So, actually, I think that one was when they end up being... Everywhere I go, I think I was shooting Mission Impossible in Vancouver, and they were there randomly. I'm like, oh, I'll go see the guys, and then they drag me on stage. I'm like, oh, this is probably a bad idea, but because the show is full on. Like, girls get up on stage and take off their clothes. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is terrible.
It's pure 80s.
Yeah, it's a good fun thing.
Yeah. It's great, and it's great for your Hollywood image to have that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
Going on.
Exactly, a bunch of topless girls chasing you down when you're half drunk trying to sing a song. Oh,
well, you know they follow you around the world. They're probably here somewhere going to put you on just so they can get you to do it. It's the best press for them.
Yeah.
Did you, when you were doing the movie with Nick Cave, The Assassination of Jesse James, did you get to do any singing with Nick Cave, with our man?
No, I mean, the singing, that was just a last minute thing. We're all sitting in the forest with potato sacks on our head and we're so bored. And we remembered a few songs and I'm like, yeah, they just started filming. Yeah. It wasn't planned.
Mm. There you go. Got it in. How about you, Gemma, if we want to go out with a tune?
Oh,
you can't
God.
Play Bat for Lashes.
Can't play Bat for
She was
Lashes.
In this morning.
I'm a bit of an obsessed fan, and she knows that. I think she's one of the best things to come out of the UK for a long time.
There's been so many things coming out of the UK,
I
too.
Know. Maybe you could play some Alt-J.
Well, you know what? They're here at the moment. They're
Are
actually
they?
Playing the very first Laneway Festival in Brisbane today. Mm-hmm. They're probably on stage really, really soon. Let's play from... In fact, there was one of the songs that got in the Hottest 100, which we had just last Saturday, by Alt-J. Let's play Breeze Blocks. It came in at number 3 in the Hottest 100. Hansel and Gretel comes out next Thursday. Thank you very much.
Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.